Today's Refreshing Light Rock, 105.3 KFM. It's Chris of Mornings with McIntyre and the Relay for Life Radiothon. And we're visiting with Vicki Schultz. Vicki, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Tell us about your journey through cancer. When were you first diagnosed?
That was October 27th, 2017.
And tell us about what kind of cancer it is, what led up to getting diagnosed and the treatment.
Well, fortunately, I have had mammograms every year, and so there was a base for them to check against, and mine was caught through a mammogram at that time. And what led up to it? I encourage women to have mammograms and be faithful. Because mine was caught early, and because it was caught early, it made my survivor rate much greater. And so that was very important.
Are you still going through treatment?
I finished all the treatments and am now in or on a 5-year plan for drug therapy that will go for those 5 years. And after those 5 years, I can hopefully call myself cancer-free.
What's it like going through cancer treatment?
Well, it's tough. I think you really need faith and family support and a positive attitude. I can't think of anything more important than a positive attitude. That'll go a long way. Trust your doctors, trust your staff, but you are your own best advocate. And if you think there is something wrong, question. There was one incident I had going through treatment. My legs were swelling so badly at the very end. And if I hadn't had vein therapy over the years, I wouldn't have thought anything about it. But I went immediately to my vein doctor, and he said, no, you have lymphedema. And no one had really talked about lymphedema before that point. And so I was grateful. Because we could get on it with therapy right away. Lymphedema is a tough tough disease to suffer with. And if it's not caught early, then it can cause a lot of complications. I have a magazine right here I was reading for lymphedema, and the best thing is education. But if you don't even know about it, then it's tough. My doctors, cancer doctors, I don't want to say they missed it. They were diagnosing something else. No. So I was grateful for that.
How has the American Cancer Society helped you?
And that is what I was here to address today. The American Cancer Society is marvelous. 24/7 can be reached by a telephone. So you can just pick it up and call any hour. I, for one, was hoping to get into a support group right away. Because women are so encouraging and they'll discuss in depth what they're going through. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to find one right here locally initially. And so in contacting the American Cancer Society, they put me in touch with my cancer buddy. She is in Michigan. And so that was, but what a delight. And she answered all my questions. Praise the Lord for that. She walked with me through the entire journey, and what a blessing she has been to me. So, boy, if you're unable to find a support group, then the American Cancer Society is an ace. So I encourage people to do that. They offer workshops. The one I especially liked was Look Good, Feel Better. And it is, an early on workshop, so when you're first going to your cancer treatments, they'll probably encourage you to attend this workshop. First off, you're going to be losing your hair. Your skin color may perhaps change. And that's, what a blessing they were for looking good and feeling better. They provide with makeup. They provided me with the opportunity to buy a wig, not buy a wig. They gave it to your first wig was free. You just had to find the place, which was a little bit tough, but find the place where you had your appointment. And a note about wigs. It's really funny because, unfortunately, my first wig was destroyed. You can't cook in a wig. If you cook in a wig, they are synthetic, and they will just shrink up.
Wow.
It ruins them, unfortunately. So my first one, I was opening an oven door without even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I left my wig on, and it singed it.
Oh, no.
It pretty much burned it up. So just a word of advice. As soon as you hit the door, these wigs are comfortable. Take them off and put on your beanie.
Mm-hmm.
And in the house, wear your beanie, because you'll just want to walk to the stove if you're like me and I had to cook three times a day. I got caught. But what a learning experience.
Yeah.
And boy, to have one free was fabulous. I learned a lot. There are many articles online and in the newspaper and books. Many can be had through the American Cancer Society. And the magazine I'm holding right now is Breast Cancer Wellness. And it covers a lot of issues. And it is coming from, I was thinking, the American Cancer Society. I'm hoping.
No.
No. National Consortium of Breast Centers. And so that's not quite the same. But I'm sure that information would be available through the American Cancer Society.
All right. Well, Vicki, thanks for being with us today, sharing your story.
Okay. Can I say one other?
Sure.
Journal, ladies. Journal. If you're like me, you might have fuzziness at the end of your treatment, and a journal will help you bring back all that information and what a journey it is.